Now I'd like to move on and talk more about holidays and travelling. If you had the chance to travel anywhere, where would you go? That's a really difficult question for me to answer because there are so many places I'd like to go to, but I suppose if I had to pick a place, I'd choose India. Mainly because of the incredible landscape and also because of the fascinating culture there. I always like to go to countries that have a rich culture steeped in history, and India certainly has that. I think I'd be blown away by the colours, the sounds, the aroma of amazing food, and by the local people. I've heard that the locals are very welcoming and hospitable to foreigners. I think going to India would be a dream come true for me. Why do you think some people like to travel alone? Well, I suppose one reason could be that when you travel alone, you're completely free to do exactly what you want. You don't need to consider anyone else when you're planning your itinerary or when you change it. It can be quite annoying not to be able to do exactly what you want when you're on holiday. Also, another reason why some people might prefer traveling alone is that it's easier to make friends and meet people. What I mean is, other people are much more likely to start chatting to you when you're on your own than if you're already with someone. So travelling on your own can be more exciting and more interesting. Do you think travel has changed much over the last few decades? Yes, I do. It's changed beyond all recognition, really. In the past, only wealthy people were able to travel. Not only because of the expense, but also because of the time it took to travel long distances. You know, it could sometimes take days to go from one culture to another. They would either have to travel over land or by sea. And nowadays, of course, there are budget flights all over the world and anyone can afford to travel. Travel has become so cheap that it's often too cheap. Cheaper to travel abroad than in your own country. So not only is that easier to travel, it's also more accessible to the average person. How does travel change people? I guess it changes people in a number of different ways. For the individual traveller, it gives them a chance to learn about how other people live and other cultures. This helps them to become more tolerant and accepting of differences, which is really important nowadays, in a time when there's so much tension between cultures and religions. Also, travelling can affect the local cultures a lot. What I mean is, it brings foreigners to more remote places in the world, where previously there was little outside contact. This can change the way they earn money, and the type of work they do, as instead of doing traditional jobs, they focus more on making money from the tourist industry. I think that's quite a worry, actually, because if there's a sudden drop in the number of people travelling, local cultures will suffer as a consequence. Do you think there are any disadvantages to modern travel? Yes, for sure. I think the main drawback is, of course, pollution, air pollution. Because there are so many budget flights these days, it really has increased the number of people travelling by plane and the number of flights each day. This has led to serious problems with air pollution, which affects the entire world, not just the country with the most flights. So I think this is a major world problem and really needs to be addressed, either by reducing the number of flights or finding a cheaper energy source. Another disadvantage is that people are able to move so easily from one country to another that they almost forget they're in a new country. I mean, if you take Thailand as an example, so many tourists are so busy just having fun and doing what they want that they forget they're in a relatively traditional culture and they act and dress inappropriately. I think that really is quite a disadvantage of modern travel.